Good morning, everyone.
One for David, you missed David.
Isn't it a beautiful morning? The sun is shining and it's almost warm. And I'm delighted to welcome members of Planet Earth Club who are here with us today. And they're going to be doing a wee bit in the service. And I hope that everyone has had the chance to choose one of these wonderful prayer boxes. They are a gift from Planet Earth to us. They're all displayed at the back, they're all different. So choose your prayer box and I'll tell you a wee bit more about it later in the service. So it's always good to gather together. I have one or two intimations. The lead up to Christmas, it's that time of year again. Saturday the 8th and Saturday the 15th of December from 10 till 4, there's a quiet day in Brayhead House. I've been to these each year, been to one of them, and I would highly recommend them. It's a lovely way to just take a bit of time out from the busyness and the hectic time at Christmas and focus on God. So I've only got one copy of that, but I'll try and get it displayed up at the back of the church. I also have an invitation for Forth St Paul's to attend the 74th annual Scottish Service for Seafarers to be held in South Leith Parish Church at 11 a.m. on Sunday the 18th of November. Now, I certainly can't go to that, but that's if great. Anybody would really like to go to that, come and see me and I'll give
God.
You the invitation.
We thank you so
and
much
then I've got
for
two
your
thank
many,
yous.
Many gifts to us.
I don't know how many folk
know
Lena
morning,
McClucky,
thank you for the
but she's one of our grannies who comes
Club
to mainly music.
For all
and
that they
she
have
does a great deal
prayer.
Of fundraising for Macmillan, and she had a coffee morning, and a number
boxes.
Of members of our church supported
and for the
her.
Gift of
so
the
she's just saying thank you to our church. And the coffee morning raised £810.
Lord, how do we ever begin to say thank you properly?
I've also got a thank you note from the Salvation Army for the kind donation of all our harvest goods.
And we come
just
to
says
you
thank you for the kind donation of harvest goods from your church and congregation.
And glorify
these
your
are much appreciated
name.
And have been
so
distributed
Lord,
amongst our
take
service users.
All our offerings.
And
the money,
a huge, huge
prayers,
thank you to everyone who put together
lives,
one of the shoeboxes for the shoebox
for
appeal.
For the growth of your
and
kingdom.
I've just remembered,
here
forgotten how many it was.
And
can
throughout the world.
106 boxes, which is
Amen.
Really good going from a wee congregation in a wee place. So thank you very, very much. To everyone who put that
it?
Together.
Thank you very, very
today
much.
Is the first Sunday in November, so the flower box is there as you leave if
make
you wish to give
a
channel
a
small donation
peace.
Towards the beautiful flowers that decorate our church. And tomorrow the Guild meets at 7 o'clock, and the speaker is Reverend Mackay, the minister from Lanark St Nicholas. I always have to stop and think. Oh, the one other one I wanted to highlight is number 7 on the back of your sheets. Songs of Praise. Wednesday the 21st of November, we're having a Songs of Praise here in the church, 7:30 till 8:30. And this is my attempt at having a churches together in Forth. So the Catholic Church are going to come, and I've invited any other churches that are associated in the area. And the invitation is for people to choose their favourite hymn, and if they're prepared to stand up and speak about it as it's introduced, if they're not comfortable standing up, they can tell me why they chose that hymn and I will do the actual talking. So if you've got a favourite hymn and a story associated with it, do please speak to Audrey, because we need to make sure that Audrey knows it and has the music for it, as well as myself. So get your thinking caps on about what your favourite hymn is. I think that's all the intimations, unless anyone wants to remind me. I forgot one last week, sincere apologies. As part of yesterday's prayer day, there was a prayer walk round Forth, and I'm delighted to hear it went ahead, although I forgot to intimate it last Sunday. Just too many things going on. But we are here, aren't we, to worship God. The church is God's house. God is love. We are all God's children, We can only love one another because He first loved us. And His perfect love drives out all fear. We've got a psalm for today. There's quite a lot of words, but I want you to listen to them because you'll hear the theme of our service cropping up within this psalm. It's verses from Psalm 66, and we read alternate verses. Don't know if you can see the screen, can you? You might want to move around so you can see it. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you.
This is almost more
all the earth bows down to you.
God's vineyard.
They sing praise to you.
I encourage you.
They sing the praises of your name.
Allow the words.
Come and see what God has done. His awesome deeds for mankind.
Planted a vineyard.
Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what He has done for me.
God's vineyard.
I cried out to Him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue.
Over the grapes.
If I had cherished sin in my heart,
are they growing well?
The Lord would not have listened.
Are there grapes that need
but
a little
God
bit of
has
help
surely listened and has heard my prayer.
Who comes
praise
into my
be
mind
to God
as I look at those
who
grapes.
Has not rejected my prayer
pray
or withheld His
now.
Love from me. Amen. So our theme today, following on from yesterday's National Day of Prayer, is prayer. And before the Planet Earth children tell us a bit about what they know about prayer, we're going to sing a hymn that speaks beautifully about prayer. It's hymn 547, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Hymn 547.
Patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness and self-control. Do I see any of these fruits growing in me? Love? Joy? Can you see the screen or do you want to read the words here? Peace? Patience? Goodness? Kindness? Gentleness? Stretch my faith a little. How can I do that? The owner of the vineyard is coming. How do I feel about that? Am I excited? Expectant? Be asking for the produce at harvest time.
What sort of produce? So today is a special Sunday speaking all about prayer. And planet Earth have given us all these wonderful gifts. Our prayer boxes. If you haven't chosen one already, do get one. Jigsaw are all going to be able to decorate their own ones. So that's all organized in hand. They're made, in case you haven't recognized already, they're recycled. They're old video cases. And many of them were bought at our church sale. So lovely to be recycling something and making such a beautiful gift out of it.
Even when I feel
inside,
unlovable.
You will find a little card telling us that it's made especially for each one of us
and draw
by Planet Earth Club.
Strengthen
You'll find a pen, which if you look closely, says 4th St. Paul's Church,
encourage me when
and
I am
the website on it.
And hold me in
You'll find a wee card, which suggests that you spend time being refreshed. Read
in
God's
Jesus
word,
name.
Sip a cup of tea,
Amen.
Relax in a comfortable chair, reflect on the goodness of life, because real joy comes not from ease or riches, or from praise of men, but from God by simply being.
And
be still and know that
I
am God is inside the cover. And you've all got a little notebook as well. Each week, we're going to give you another little prayer
idea
to add to your box, to try and encourage everyone to find the wonderful joy that we can get from prayer. But at that point, I'm going to hand over and let Planet Earth tell us about what they know.
Planet Earth Club, we learn about God and prayer. One day, a girl asked, "Who are you, God?" God answered, "I am." "But who is I am?" she said. God replied, "I am
love, I am peace,
I am grace, I am joy.
I am the way, the truth, and the light. And I am the comforting.
I am strength.
I am safety, I am shelter.
I am power, the creator.
I am the beginning and the end.
Most High God."
The girl looked towards heaven and said, "Now I understand, but God, who am I?" Then God lovingly answered, "You are mine." We are all special to God, and prayer is the way we get to know and love God. In a circle, and we pass a prayer stick along, and everybody will pray for whatever they want to pray for. But we usually start by saying,
"Thank you, God, for our friends and family, for our pet, for the food we eat, for the toys and games, for Jesus who died for us. We thank you."
"For all the times I make you feel sad, for all the times I tell a lie, for all the times when I am angry, for all the times I don't do what I am told, for all the times when I am selfish or unkind, I want to say sorry, God.
people who are ill or sad. We pray for people who are looking for work.
We
pray for people who need help.
In
Jesus' name, amen.
You've given us these wonderful prayer boxes. You've taught us about prayer.
And now we've got
and you've stayed through our service and you've been so well behaved. Can we give you a round of applause? Thank you. We love you all, every single one of you.
Right, this is our God blanket.
And now as we go out into
it reminds
world,
us God is all around us.
Grow our
he comforts us and protects
into God's
us
love.
And keeps us
use
safe,
our prayer
wrapped
boxes
in the warmth
use
of his love.
The privilege of prayer every
sometimes
day.
That's a naughty,
and
naughty
may
blanket
the blessing of God, Father, Son,
okay
and Holy
thank
Spirit,
thank you
be with us all today and forevermore.
This is a wee poem for all the phone lovers. You know his number. His line is never busy. Pick up your phone and see. You will always be able to reach him. Just drop to your knees. You have unlimited minutes. I know you have been told. And I will guarantee one thing. You will not be asked to hold.
I wonder if you'd like to come out and hold.
I'm not a little prayer rock.
So
don't tuck me in your drawer. Don't put me under your pillow or chuck me on the floor. But keep me close beside you and use me all the time. For in this world around us, Satan's at his prime. You can call when you need him, or just to have a chat. Just bow your head and call, Heavenly Father, where are you at? And when there's an emergency, no need to dial 999. Just close your eyes and say, forgive me, and everything will be fine. It's never too late to call him. He never goes to bed. Remember, ask and ye shall receive, is what he said. So next time when you're feeling down or maybe feeling blue, just pick up your little prayer box. He'd love to hear from you.
Thank you very much, Planet Earth Club. That was wonderful. So carrying on the theme of prayer, we're going to sing with actions a song called Prayer is Like a Telephone. It's up on the screen and we're singing along to a video on the screen. Sorry, I haven't printed out words, but I think it's fairly straightforward. The first time we sing it through, we sing all the words and we can do the actions as well. The second verse, we do actions instead of prayer. The third time, well, you'll catch on, but we do more and more actions and less words each time that we sing it through. So we've got a prayer with actions now. So those who are able, who are young and fit, can do the full actions. Those who are sitting in pews can do them in a lesser way. But I'm sure you'll get the idea. We start off by taking three deep breaths. So that's one, two, and then we say, God, you are above, and we stretch up high. Below, we touch our toes. Inside, and all around. I worship you and give my life to you. I love you with all that I am. Should we do that over again? You got the hang of it now. Okay. God, you are above, below, inside, and all around. I worship you and give my life to you. And I love you with all that I am. And we'll finish that off by saying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And just before the youngsters leave us, you'll have noticed that the church looks a wee bit different this morning. That's because yesterday, for 12 hours, the church was open, and there was somebody, at least one, and often more than one person, praying in the church the whole day. We had lots of candles all over the table, and in the evening we lit them, and in our Taizé service we turned off all the lights, so there was just candlelight. And there's different prayer stations around which people went to. There's one about your identity, what you look like. There's one about water, and there was candles to light. And then there's lots of books and leaflets and pictures and prayer cards scattered around the church. So I thought, because only a few folk were able to come yesterday, I would leave everything out. So feel free to have a wander around at the end of the service and see what was available yesterday. Oh, and first thing in the morning, we had our Christian meditation, as usual, where we sit around that table and pray in silence. So I've changed the order of the service a wee bit today, but it's now time for the youngsters to go to their classes. You can go out with Jigsaw the Sunday school, or you can stay in church. It's entirely up to you. You have to be quick, because they're just about to go. Are you going? You can do, yep. Come on then, quick. Dion wants to come with you, if that's okay. And now Laura Jane will come forward and read from the Bible for us. The first reading is from Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 14 to 21. And then the second reading is from Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 15.
Ephesians 13, verses 14 to 21. A prayer for the Ephesians. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you be rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is working within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, reading verses 5 to 15. Prayer. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you do not forgive others of their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Amen. And may God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Thanks, Laura. Our prayer, well, it is a hymn about prayer. Our hymn before the sermon is Prayer is the Soul's Sincere Desire. It's hymn 546. 546.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts and minds be pleasing in your sight, for you are our rock, our redeemer, and our friend. Amen. Prayer, one of my passions. What a friend we have in Jesus is one of those ageless hymns, isn't it? Full of wisdom. And in particular today, the words that really jumped out at me are the beginning. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. The life of Joseph Scriven, the Irish author of this hymn, was marked by tragedy, so he really knew what he was writing about. He never enjoyed good health, and as a young man, lost his fiancée the evening before their wedding, when she was accidentally drowned. He later emigrated to Canada, and there became engaged once more, only to lose this second fiancée to illness before they could be married. While he was still in Canada, he received news that his mother was seriously ill back home in Ireland. And in those days before planes and phones and internet, he had nothing to offer his mother and he couldn't get home. So he wrote these words of comfort and sent them to her. And my goodness, what comfort this hymn has brought to millions of people over the years. And it is a privilege to be able to pray, to be invited by God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to share our inmost thoughts, our fears, our desires with God. And what peace and joy we receive when we become aware of God listening to us, taking us in his arms and shielding us, which I think the Planet Earth prayer blanket demonstrates beautifully. Just wrapping yourself in that blanket is almost a prayer in itself. The book of Ephesians is thought to have been written by Paul to the churches in the province of Asia, of which Ephesus was the capital. And it's certainly clear that Paul was a really great prayer warrior. And how amazing it is for us to listen again today to Paul's prayer for the people in those churches, because it applies every bit as much to us. He begins by kneeling before God, a sign of humility. And then he prays that out of God's glorious riches, God may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So he's praying that God will take some of his glorious, rich power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, and use it to strengthen us inwardly, so that Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, may live, abide, dwell in our hearts through faith. Now, it's not something that we can understand with our minds, with our thoughts. For how on earth can God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is greater than the universe, live in our tiny human hearts? We cannot explain it. But we can begin to experience it through prayer and worship, through living our lives alert and watchful for even a tiny glimpse or sign of God. And Paul's prayer doesn't end there. He continues, "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Julian of Norwich wrote something similar when she wrote, "Our soul rests in God, its true peace. Our soul stands in God, its true strength, and is deep rooted in God for endless love." Now, I love that idea of being rooted in love. And I'm sure many of you are ahead of me in clearing out your tubs, because the plants that gave such beauty during the summer are now getting a bit past it. So we take them away and bin them. They give us great pleasure because we plant them, we water them, and they reward us with their beauty. But often when we do clear them out, we find that the roots are tangled in round the inside of that tub or container, as if they were desperately trying to get out. When we plant flowers or shrubs or trees straight into our gardens, into the ground, then their roots can extend far beyond the size of a pot or a container. They can then live far longer, drawing water and nutrients from deep in the soil, and therefore they can be far more productive over a much longer time. And I sometimes think that's true of our faith, that sometimes in our church, our doctrines, our rituals, our adherence to the way things have been done can act like a tub or a container, restricting the growth of our roots into the love of God, which is deeper and wider and longer and higher than we can ever know. You see, I am so very blessed that on a bike ride way back in 2001, when I was at my lowest ebb, God revealed God's self to me as love, and love on a massive scale. So any time that life is getting me down, I know I need to just take time to allow my roots to grow deeper by remembering that experience. Because you see, no one can ever take our experiences away from us. If we read something or hear something or see something about God's love, it's always possible for another person to persuade us that what we understood from that was wrong. But knowledge by experience is real knowledge. And I was so pleased that so many folk came along yesterday and spent time in prayer here in our church. And I pray that one or more had even a tiny glimpse or experience of God's loving presence. And I've been hugely encouraged by two people telling me that they did indeed feel God's presence. Because I know for myself the massive difference of starting to know God's love for me has made in my life. And I wish I could just parcel it up and give it to everybody. But sadly, that's not possible. We each have to come to God ourselves, and everyone's way is different. So what I've been trying to do and will continue to try and do is to provide a wide range of worship and prayer experiences. And I will always try not to restrict the growth of anyone's roots. We're so blessed to have Planet Earth Club, with Karen and the other wonderful leaders, opening our children's minds to the variety of possibilities of prayer so that they can come and teach us. But of course, Jesus himself is the master at prayer. And his advice in Matthew's gospel, which we heard today, is beyond compare. But for today, I'm not going to say any more about the passage from Matthew, but I want to invite you all to go home and read it and reread it, Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 15, and listen for the Spirit prompting you. Chew over that passage. Suck on it like we suck a sweetie. Marinade in it so that it soaks into us, adding flavor to our life and softening us. And then take your prayer box, use your pen, and if you feel so moved, make a wee note in your notebook about your experience of that Bible reading, because nobody can ever take that away from you, and everybody's experience will be different. And I'm going to finish with Paul's final words, because you can't say better than this. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. We'll now continue our worship with the giving of our offerings.